USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The plan was delayed for a couple of weeks, President Trump said, so he could talk with Democrats about immigration reform. But now the federal government is reportedly ready to start rounding up illegal immigrants for deportation in several cities starting this Sunday. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will be targeting about 2,000 immigrants who have deportation orders against them in force. The head of the Federal Reserve telling a panel of lawmakers that the U.S. economy continues to move in the right direction.
The economy performed reasonably well over the first half of 2019, and the current expansion is now in its 11th year.
Chairman Jerome Powell was pressed about speculation that President Trump may try to force him out of that job, as he's been critical of the Fed, but Powell says he plans to fill out his full four-year term. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta holds a news conference yesterday where he defends the controversial plea deal that he helped broker for Jeffrey Epstein, the wealthy financier, in 2008. Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Florida at the time, and he and Palm Beach state attorneys were pursuing what turned out to be very lenient charges against Epstein before his office got involved. He speaks as Epstein is now facing new federal charges in New York involving sex trafficking of underage girls.
His acts are despicable, and New York prosecution offers an important opportunity to more fully bring Epstein to justice.
Many Democrats still want Acosta to resign. A hurricane watch is out for Louisiana as the second storm of the Atlantic hurricane season is expected to form along the Gulf Coast sometime later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Five Iranian Revolutionary Guard vessels failed to take a British oil tanker in the Persian Gulf, according to U.S. officials. CNN reports the incident happened as the British Heritage tanker was leaving the Persian Gulf on Wednesday and crossing into the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian boats reportedly approached it and ordered it to move into Iranian waters. A British Royal Navy frigate was nearby, though, escorting the tanker and trained its guns on the Iranian vessels, ordering them to back off. And a U.S. aircraft was also overhead, catching the entire event on video. The House Judiciary Committee is expected to vote today to authorize a dozen subpoenas to top current and former Trump administration officials, and the list includes senior White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The Democratic-led committee looking into alleged obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation. Others on that list include former NSA Michael Flynn and former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. And Jim Beam is facing fines after that fire at its warehouse in Kentucky caused environmental damage. The July 2nd fire led to a runoff of a large amount of bourbon into the Kentucky River, and that caused a massive, severe fish kill. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.